Senior Story, How to Save a Life. Chapter 7, Oscar Learns to Sit. Since Bella couldn't play on the PlayStation all week, she spent that time training Oscar to sit. She went into the laundry room with him so he couldn't run all over the house and would be more likely to focus on his training. Without Nathan to push Oscar's back end down, it was difficult to hold the treat in one hand and keep him in a sitting position at the same time. She held her left hand above her head with the treat so Oscar would look upward, making it more likely that he would sit, just like Nathan had shown her. But when she moved her right hand to push his back end down, he would take his eyes off her left hand and start dancing around. Bella got so frustrated she threw the treat outside the gate. "This is impossible!" she shouted, glaring at Oscar, who was now whining as he stared at the treat that just went flying over the gate. Mom peeked around the corner. She picked up the treat and stepped into the cage. "Here, honey, I'll help you." Mom sat alongside Oscar. Every time Bella held the treat up and Oscar looked up, Mom gently pushed him into his sitting position. Each time she did this, she used less and less of her hand until she was only touching Oscar with one finger and hardly had to push. She stepped over the gate and now stood behind him. Bella took another treat, raised her hand, and commanded, "Oscar, sit!" Mom watched but did not touch him. He wiggled his back end a bit and looked like he was about to jump. "Oscar, sit!" Bella said once more. With eyes fixed on that treat, Oscar obeyed. Bella held the treat up for 10 seconds, then dropped it into his mouth. "Finally, you did it!" Mom and Bella both cheered and clapped. "Good boy!" Bella praised him over and over. "Thank you, Mom!" "You're very welcome, Bella. Everyone, even puppies, need a helper sometimes to come alongside them, to guide them in doing the right